Yeah, the Gemara answers, Omar Rav Avin says that Doichin Kodshim HaNecholim, Eitzel Kodshim HaNecholim, like this Korban was first the Korban Pesach. So now when we change it, it has to be changed into another Korban that's eaten, like a Korban Shlomim, but V'yein Doichin Kodshim HaNecholim, Eitzel Kodshim HaNecholim, you cannot tell me that the Korban Pesach becomes into a Korban Oilo that's not Nechal. So it's Mistarv that it becomes into a Shlomim that is Nachilas Odom. Both the Kohanim could eat it, and the Bailam eat it. So more is the question, Otu Chattas V'yosho Miloi Misachli? Listen, even a Korban Chattas and a Korban Oshim also, the Kohanim eat from it. True, it's Kotchi Kadoshim, but does Zichre Kuhn have a right to eat it? So the Chura, maybe Korban Pesach should be changed over, if he shechted L'shem Achattas, maybe it'll become into a Chattas or into an Oshim. So more in says, Ela rather the story is, that Doichin Kodeshim, HaNecholim L'chol Odom, a Korban Pesach is something that everybody could eat it. The Bailam gives other people, if you're Minoy on the Korban Pesach, whoever was Mamano, whoever was like the owner in the Korban Pesach has the right to eat from it. So, that's called Doichin Kodeshim HaNecholim L'chol Odom, Eitzu Kodeshim HaNecholim L'chol Odom. You have to change it over into a Korban Shlomim also, that a Korban Shlomim is eating for anybody. Even a regular Yisrael is allowed to eat from the Korban Shlomim. But V'yein Doichin Kodeshim HaNecholim L'chol Odom, you cannot tell me that this Korban Pesach, that has the right to be eaten by anybody, should be pushed off to be, come into Eitzu Kodeshim Shenim L'cholim L'chol Odom. It cannot change in to become a Korban Chattas or Korban Oshim. Since these are Kodesh Kodoshim, they're only Nechal Zichra Kuna, not Li Yisrael, therefore that's the swear that if a Korban Pesach is changed over into another Korban, it's changed over into a Shlomim, and not into an Oilo, or a Chattas, or an Oshim. Rabbi Avin says that the svara is like this: Doichin Kodeshim Kalim, Eitzel Kodeshim Kalim. Listen, the Korban Pesach was Kodeshim Kalim, has a loch, he could eat it anywhere in Yerushalayim, so we push it off to become into a Shlomim, which is also Kodeshim Kalim. But V'yein Doichin Kodeshim Kalim, Eitzel Kodesh Kodoshim, but we did not push off a Korban Pesach to become into an Oilo, a Chatos, an Oshim, that those are Kodesh Kodoshim, special lochis. It's only inside the Azara, cannot be taken outside the Azara, therefore we do not make a Pesach into a Kodesh Kodoshim, but rather only into a Shlomim. Mask of Lord Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Savorov, here's the question, Eimer, why don't I say, Shocheta L'shem Maisel Hevi Maiser, if so, if you shech the Korban Pesach to become into L'shem, a Maiser Beima, maybe you should come into a Maiser Beima. And Rashi says, the Kodeshim Kalamu, the Chorum Maisei and Tunum, the Sochim, so Maisei Behema maybe becomes like a Maisei, it's also Kochim, is also Kochim Kalim, and it's also Nechal Chol Odom. So Mor says, Lamayuk, so what's the difference whether it comes into a Maisei Behema or it has Loch of Ishlamim? The Lali Boy in the Sochim, you should not have to bring the Sochim. A Maisei Behema does not need the Sochim, you do not have to bring wine with it. To get Malkus, Rashi says, Mishum, lo yachlifenu. He elamilki Allah, v'lo yigoyel, with the lab of lo yigoyel, that ma'isi behem, you're not allowed to be poida. Or else it means, lo yimoch, you're not allowed to sell it. So maybe there'll be a special lab upon this Korban Pesach, if you shechted it l'shem, a ma'isi behem, that it has a lochin like a ma'isi behem. So what he says, only yishlamim, maybe it could change him to be a ma'isi behem also. So where it says, on Makro, the Pasuk says, Ho asiri yia kodesh. So ze maisa, that's the loch of maisa behema. When you have your newborn animals this year, so you have to put them through the shevet and count 1, 2, 3 till you get to number 10. The 10th one has the kedusha of a behema, of a korban maisa behema. For idashin, ho asiri means the 10th one is maisa behema. V'yein acha maisa, and no other thing can become a maisa behema. So you cannot make a korban pesach to become into a kedusha of a maisa behema. Okay? So we're said of Ema, still let's say, Shokhato l'shem b'chor l'hevika b'chor, maybe a Pesach is changing to be like a b'chor, or b'chor is also kochim kalim, and it's also nechal l'choladim. And l'ma yugas will be the difference, to l'li boi nesachim also, you not have to have nesachim, a b'chor does not need nesachim with it, inam yirels, to l'esve l'kahanim, to give it to a kahanim, there'll be a mitzvah to give it to a kain, like a b'chor is a matna kuna, one of the things we have to give to Kohanim, so maybe also if you shech the Korban Pesach l'shem of Bechor, it would have Kedushas Bechor, there will be a din to give it to a Kohen now. So Marin says, Bechor Nami Ovra Ovra Mimaisa Gomer. Alone on Exer Shov, it says over here, and it says, Rashi says, V'b'chor k'siv, V'yavarto kol peterechem, U'v'maisa k'siv, kol ha-shayav v'tachat ha-shevet. So learn how, just like Meiser, it's only Meiser and nothing else could become a Meiser Behema. The same thing of Bechor, only an actual Bechor could have the Kedushas of Bechor, and not another animal. But the Gemara still, V'yema water, and I say, Shochetol l'shem tamura, levi tamura. If he shecht his korban pesach l'shem tamura, so let it become a tamura. And l'may hukas will be the nafkimino, l'milki alert, that you get malchus on it, you'll be overlap of tamura. Or else the inami lemeikam olay b'lo yimachav b'lo yigoyel. When you make something tamura, there's a law not to sell it. You can't redeem it. So maybe this korban pesach also, if a shecht l'shem tamura, he'll have the lachas of tamura. So Mura says no. Omer mazutra b'reidu Rav Nachman. Omer kro, the pasuk says for ho yehu usmarosoi. So idashin zu tamura v'yeinacha tamura. There's only one type of a korban tamura, and that's mamush. We take one animal next to a korban, and you say zu tachazu, this animal of chulin should be like this animal of kachim. Then it has a lock of tamura. But the ein akav, as she says, zevach rishon sheshacht l'shem tamura. There's no other korban that becomes into a tamura. Just the fact you shecht the korban l'shem tamura does not make it into a tamura. If the Gemara still be aimer, why don't I say shochto l'shem toida? Maybe if you shecht of this korban pesach after the pesach l'shem a korban toido, which is also kochim kalim, which is also nechal kolodom, and should have a locha like a toido, not only yishlomim but maybe into a toido. L'may hilchos will be the special locha latino lechem. Now you'd have to bring lechem. The Gemara says mi kemidi, is there anything to pesach gufa lo boy lechem? Let's see, the korban pesach itself does not need lechem. The leftover of it now, what you're going to bring out of it, that should need lechem. This is no svara. Therefore, I would not say this way. Svara says, no, this is not a good svara. Ihochi, if so, hashtanami, miyikimidya, do anything. The pesach gufa la boy nesachim. The korban pesach itself does not need nesachim with it. You do not have to bring yayin on the mizbeach. And now when you say the korban is left over after Pesach, the shechta now becomes the korban shlomim, that you need nesachim, is that a svara? And still you say yes, it comes into a shlomim. So maybe within it can become into a toider also, to say now it needs the 40 lechems. Smor says, Anan, hochi kamrina. This is what I mean to ask. I mean to ask like this. Mi yikun nidya, do anything, demoiser toida atzmoi loboi lechem. A korban toider itself, if you have a moiser, if you have a leftover of a korban toider, it does not need lechem. The Rashi says, could go in hifrish, toidosa, you mafrish first the korban toider for yourself. V'yovza, and you lost it. V'yifrish, shacheres, you mafrish, you said, I saw another one, and you brought the second one. And then v'nimtza, so Rishon, you found the first one. Locher ezein hashniya, tuna lechem. The second one does not need lechem. Could I really learn a perika toider? So you see, the moisa of a korban toider itself does not need lechem. So how could it be so? The ilu moisa the yasula miyalma boy lechem. Like if you want to say this moisa of a korban toider, meaning this korban pesach, which changes over to be a korban toider, you want to say it should need lechem. Here it's not mistavra. So therefore, it's not as far as said that the moisa of the pesach should become into a toider that needs lechem. Maskev lo Rav Yehima bray the Rav Hillel. Who told you the b'moisa pesach siv b'chlal? Who said this pasuk is talking about v'yimin atzoin? Who said it's talking about teaching us the yisoid that a moisa of the korban pesach and the korban pesach after it's a man turns out to be a korban shlomim? Who told you that? Who told you b'chlal the pasuk is talking about a korban a pesach? Dilma b'moisa roshim siv. Maybe it's talking about a leftover of a korban oshim, because the pasuk is v'yimin atzoin. So Rashi says, "Dumim b'moys oshem k'siv hay v'yim minat soin the yoshem nami ayol tomim minat soin who v'enoy bo minat bokor or noshem osim only comes from soin and not from bokor." So the pasuk says v'yim minat soin maybe means a moyser of a korban oshem, not a moyser of a korban pesach. So Amar Rove or Makor the pasuk says v'yim minat soin korbanoi v'zevach shlomim. What's the extra word? V'yim min hatzoin. So idashnu means dover ashava b'chol hatzoin, a korban that comes from any type of hatzoin. Rashi says b'kvasim uvizim, from lambs or from goats. And that's the korban pesach. Lafuki Noshim, a Noshim does not come from Izim, it only comes from lambs, not from goats. And since the Pasuk says, V'yimin ha-tsoin mashmet, type of a korban, that could come from any type of a tsoin. Maskiv lo revavin bachio, v'teima some say revavin barkano. What's going on here like? Puchol after every place. At Omarto, you tell me, you say, that when the Pasuk says min, is loitzi, comes to exclude something. Like with Darshan, loitzi roiva, loitzi nirva, min haboko, loitzi esanevad, min hatsoil, loitzi esamukso. Usually when the Pasuk says min, it comes to exclude. Vikan min larabis, near when the Pasuk says, v'yim min hatsoin, here come to say it's a riba, it means it's a moiso, a type of a korbin that comes from any type of a tsoin. Which means a korban pesach and not a korban oshem. Like how come? Why does here the word min mean a riboy and usually it means a miyat? Amir Rav Moni, Ramani answers, Hochinami min lohoitzi, no, min is not only coming to be marb everything, but that's the mitzias. Min hatsoin means the mitzias, any type of hatsoin. But the word min also means the miyat is also coming to exclude something. Min lohoitzi loyosi ben shtei shonim, that you cannot bring an animal that's 2 years old already. It's over its first birthday. For loy osiv in a keva cannot come from a korban keva. It has to be a zochor and not in the keva. So therefore it's true, it means any type of a tzoin, whether it's lamb or goats, but only he wants and not she wants. Maskiv lo rav chono, the girito, umi motse samra dechik siv hai. But moise pesach siv, is it possible to say this posik, vim minat zorn korban zev rashlomim, is talking about a moiser of a korban pesach, vo amidach siv, since the posik says, im keves, im eis, if it's brought from a goat or from a lamb, michlal de la b'moisa pesach siv. We're not talking about a korban that's a moiser of a korban pesach, because otherwise pshita, like we know a korban pesach could be brought from a goat or from a lamb. So why is the pasuk have to repeat itself? So lechur it means it's talking about the regular loch of a korban shlomim to teach you that it could be brought from either one. But if it's talking about a moiser of a korban pesach pshita, that's where a korban pesach is brought from. Samar says no. Really, it's talking about a moiser of a korban pesach. So why does the pasuk say im keves im eiz? Who mi boil the katan, like we learned the katanya keves in the pasuk says keves true is extra, but l'rabbi says that pesach l'alya. The teacher says that a keves a lamb, you have to be makar of the tail also. It's also part of the imurim. Ki shuvayim im keves, other word im keves l'rabbi is pesach sheivru shenosai u'shlomim haboyim machmas a pesach l'chol mitzvah shlomim, that a pesach after its year. Rosh Hashlomim, which is boye machmas pesach, means when you bring the korban pesach, you also have to shalmi chagiga. You have to have also then to have a lot of meat in order to eat the korban pesach ala soiva. So these two korbanis have a loch is lochol mitzvah shlomim. They have loch like regular korban shlomim, which means sheyitunu smicha. You have to put smicha. They only have to put the hands on it. On esochim, you have to bring the wine. O tenufa chazav v'shoik. So that's what the pasuk of Keveth is teaching us. Rashi says Shlomim Haboyim Machmas Pesach means Chagigas Arbos, the Korban Chagiga that comes on Erev Pesach, in order that you should have a lot of meat to eat by night time, that you could eat the Korban Pesach ala Soiva. That's what the Pesach Im Keves comes to teach us. Now Kishuam, when the Pesach says Im Eiz, it says about a goat Hefsek Inyan, it makes a Hefsek, it stops. Limud comes to teach us how lays about a goat Sheina Tuna Alya. You do not have to mark of its tail. Its tail is not burnt on the mezbech. It's not part of the Amurim. So where's the question? We learn out from over here. May the Avu Dishmu not learn out from someplace else? Like Avu Dishmu says, Diyam Avu Dishmuel, the Pasuk says, V'yim menat soin karbon noin lezevach shlomim. That means, Dov Rabbo menat soin yeh lezevach shlomim. That something that comes menat soin should be for zevach shlomim. So the question here is, Rashi learns, like from the Hochin Afka, do we learn from this pasuk here of Yom Kippur, the Pesach Shavu Shenosi, the other Korban Pesach, that became a year old already, that now it's brought for Shlomim. Like, do we need a special pasuk for this? For Loizehu Moisra Pesach, this is called leftover Korban Pesach. And we learned that from before, from Abu Dishmuel, that Abu Dishmuel said already, via Minatzorin Kamazev Shlomim, that a Moisra of a Korban Pesach is a Korban Shlomim. So what do I need this pasuk here in Kippur for? But the more of Yakati, another question is also the same you started to learn out. Midi Rav Nachman Amar Rav Avahua Nafka. The Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Avahua. Minayin, how do I know? Lemoisa Pesach Shekor Shlomim, that are left over from a Korban Pesach, is brought for Teros a Korban Shlomim. Mishnah, the Pesach says, Vizovachto Pesach Lashem Lakecho, Tsoin Ubokor. You should bring for Korban Pesach, Tsoin Ubokor. So the question is, what do you mean to bring Bokor? For Loyain Pesach Boelim and Akvosim and Menizim. You could only bring either lambs or goats for a Korban Pesach. Not Bokor, not cattle, not an ox. Ela rather mikan, from this pasuk we learn out lemoisera pesach, when you have the korban pesach that's left over, shehe ledover, it should be coming to a new korban. What type of a korban? Shehe ledover habo min atzoinu min abokor. Oh my niyu, what is that shlomim? That it should become turned into a korban shlomim, which a korban shlomim is brought from both from tzoinu abokor. So our kopon, and we have now three psukim to teach us that a moisera, the leftover of the korban pesach, turns into a korban shlomim. The question is, what do we need three psukim for? Smoin says, true, elatlosa kroik siva. It's like a true, we have three psukim on this side, that the mice